Tim, the Roman Labor correspondent, still here at the Labor Day Parade on a nice, cool day. And I have as my guest
Ron Briggs. I'm the president of CSEA in the region of the capital area.
All right, Ron. How you doing, Ron?
I'm doing well.
Ron, give me your thoughts on this Labor Day 2019.
I'm optimistic about Labor Day 2019. I see some optimistic signs that labor unions are coming back. I think that people are beginning to appreciate that together we have a stronger voice, and that individually you can certainly get screwed by management much easier than when you collectively say this is wrong. There's some optimistic signs. Unions have an approval rating of 64% these days, the highest approval rating that they had in years. And recently, the Business Roundtable, I think it was 186 CEOs sat around, and for the first time in a long time, they said that the profit of their shareholders isn't the number one concern anymore, that employees and other things are more important. And that's a good sign, because we are strong and can continue to be strong.
And Ron, you said you are president of the Civil Service Employees Association, Capital Region, right?
Correct.
Right. And Ron, tell me something about that. What do that entail?
That entails helping our 30,000 members from Clinton County down to Columbia Green make sure that our voice is always heard, whether that's at the bargaining table, whether that's in labor management, whether that is collectively just saying that we as individuals celebrate each other, celebrate a middle class that is hopefully going to start thriving instead of the rich who continue to get richer.
Mm-hmm. So you cover just the capital region?
It's 14 counties, we'll do them all if you don't mind. It's Columbia Green, Albany, Rensselaer, Schoharie, Fulton, Montgomery, Hamilton, Hamilton, Saratoga, Warren, Washington, Essex, and Clinton.
Ron, in your opinion, how have the labor union fared over the past year, and what has been some of their success or failure?
I'm going to focus on the success, and I think we have fared well for the amount of money and the energy they have put against us. And I think we have fared well because members are understanding. We have taken the time in CSEA and many unions to talk to our members and help them regain the strength to go forward and say, together we are collectively stronger. And so we are doing okay. We still have a lot of work to do, and we still have to make sure every member, and no matter if you work in a big local, like for the state of New York, or if you're in a small town somewhere, you are connected to CSEA. There are benefits of being a union member, and we need to bring them to you no matter where you are.
Are y'all in contract negotiation?
Currently, we are not with the state. Uh-huh. So the state contract is settled for a bit.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, I know the Janus decision that was came into effect over a year ago,
mm-hmm.
By the Supreme Court. What has been the effects of that decision on CSEA?
Well, members now have the ability to say they no longer want to be a member. And certainly there are some people who have dropped their membership, and I'm not going to say otherwise. And I think it's important to understand that members are making a decision to not be a member of that union at this particular time because maybe they need to pay for their children's schooling or a dance lesson, whatever that is. They feel that money is better spent there. But I also want to make sure they understand, and you understand, that they can come back at any time, right? This isn't a once and done. And we continue to fight for every member. We continue to fight for the benefits that we deserve. We continue to fight for the middle class. And I think together we will continue to be growing and expanding in New York State.
And Ron, over the next 2019 Labor Day year, or the 2020 Labor Day year, what are some of the key demands or key issues that y'all would be fighting for or fighting against?
I think, so there's two things. One, internally, we still have a lot of people to talk to. We have to get back into the grassroots organizing of our members so that they understand what is at risk. Externally, we continue to fight for what is beneficial for the middle class. Because again, if we as workers get a pay raise, other workers get a pay raise. And this is an economy that we have a chance to start talking about things that we need, because for way too long they've taken. Now it is a time to look at what we need and ask for those in ways that we can continue to be part of the middle class and have a retirement that helps us live.
So what about the president that we got now, Trump, who's been very anti-union? Is it very important that members get involved politically over the next
I think it's most important that members educate themselves, right? That's the key to this. And a lot of people are going to say, I like President Trump. People are going to say, I dislike President Trump. That's not my concern. What my concern is what you said, is the decisions he has made that has hurt the working family. And we have to get away from all the tweets and all the nonsense the man does that really doesn't mean anything, and go to the extent of what the decisions mean, how he has changed the NLRB, the National Labor Relations Board, and how he continues to look at ways to hurt us. And again, this isn't a union issue, but I just read an article that he wants to change food stamps again, or SNAP benefits, to take more money away from people who are desperately trying to fulfill their need of living in a community. And those are some of our members are on benefits for public assistance. And that is not a bad thing, so to speak. It is a shame that people who work for government are poor and in poverty, but that's a whole different issue we have to address. So just blaming others, and if anything, over the next year, I would love to see where we come together, that we can say, I disagree with your opinion, but that doesn't make you a bad person. Our president right now calls people names when he disagrees with them, and that is wrong, in my opinion. So I can disagree with you, we can have a decent discussion, but in the end, we have to walk away that we are both human beings, we are both deserving of respect, and we both have a reason to be here on this earth, and that's what we have to hopefully do in the next year.
It's good. And Ron, just one last question.
Sure.
I like that answer from that question. If you could give some wisdom to working people based on your labor experience, what message would you give this Labor Day?
Don't be afraid. That sometimes there just is a time when you have to stand up. And it may be scary and it may be rough to do, but standing up for what you believe in, standing up for what is right, is going to get you farther in life than being afraid of what the boss is going to do and cowering in the corner.
Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome.
And there you have it. Ron Briggs, president of the Civil Service Employees Association, Capital Region. And there you have it, the wisdom of Ron Briggs. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Dreadful memories, how they linger. Oh, they ever flood my soul. How the workers and their children die from hunger and from cold. Hungry fathers, wearied mothers, living in their dreadful shack. Little children cold and hungry, with no clothing on their backs. Dreadful gun thugs and stool pigeons always flock around our door. What's the crime that we've committed? Nothing, only that we're poor. When I think of all the heartaches and all the things that we have been through, then I wonder how much longer and what a working man can do. We will have to join the union. They will help you find a way how to get a better living, and for your work get better pay. Really, friends, it doesn't matter whether you are black or white. The only way you'll ever change things is to fight and fight and fight.
Precious Memory, Working Class Heroes, a song by Matt Callahan and Yvonne Moore.